The Duros seemed genuinely surprised. Spice smuggling, ma'am?
The containers may be rigged to keep the couriers from stealing the cargo.
Spice? Suhail turned back to Basil, the disappointment in her voice a clear suggestion that she was there to catch Jedi, not smugglers.
Is that what you're carrying?
Basil dropped his gaze and tipped his head toward Yakiel.
Ask her.
You're dead, Ramuan,
Yakiel rasped, taking her cue from Basil.
You know that, right?
Suhail smirked, though without enthusiasm.
I do believe that sounds like a yes.
She placed her thumbs over the scanning pads. Basil felt a slight stirring in the Force, and the latches popped. The Duros inspector cringed openly, then drew a look of open disdain from Suhail.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Inspector Moat, she said. It wasn't locked after all.
The Duros, Inspector Moat, stepped back anyway. Confident that Suhail had used the Force to disable the explosives before she unlocked the case, Basil remained next to the inspection table as she spread it open. The interior was filled with clothes and the glistening materials favored by sea species, sleeveless zoop suits in teal scalara, shimmer silk blouses in every color beneath the water. Suhail pulled out a short orange dress and held it up between her and Yakiel, then frowned.
Not really your style.
Do I look easy?
Yakiel replied quickly.
That's hardly relevant, Moat said.
Why not?
Suhail asked. Moat studied her for a long time, his raised chin betraying the contempt he felt for a superior who obviously did not have the slightest experience catching smugglers. This ignorance of galactic culture was, Basil knew, a great part of the reason the Jedi were going to defeat the Lost Tribe. Finally, Moat said,
It's a common technique.
He reached over and pulled the Ishi-Tib clothes out of the case.
Smugglers establish inconsistencies so that if they're caught carrying contraband, they can claim the luggage belongs to someone else.
Moat ran his long Duros fingers along the inner edge of the case, then tore the lining away from the top near the latches and pulled out a detonator wire. He removed a detonite charge large enough to blast the entire inspection area back to protons and electrons, then used a laser scalpel to carefully cut away the travel case's interior panel. Packed into the space between the panel and the outer shell was a thin layer of blue paste, its surface sparkling with millions of microscopic yellow crystals. The Duros touched the tip of his smallest finger to the paste, then shuddered and jerked his hand away.
Neutron pixie,
he gasped.
Pure.
Pure.
Suhail glanced at the other three cases, though she still seemed disappointed at having caught nothing more than a few spice smugglers.
It seems we have made quite a haul, then.
You could say that,
the Duros confirmed.
After it's cut, this much pixie would have to be worth 10, maybe 20 million credits.
That much?
Suhail grew thoughtful, then said,
You seem to have caught a team of smugglers. Perhaps you should take them into custody.
My pleasure, Captain,
responded the Duros. He signaled for the GAS squad to make the arrests, then closed the traveling case and motioned a couple of agents forward to seize the evidence. Basil was not surprised to see Suhail raise a restraining hand.
The security team is going to have their hands full with the prisoners, I think,
she said, eyeing Basil's mountainous form.
I'll bring the spice along later.
The Duros' eyes narrowed in suspicion, but he did not attempt to object. There was a new order on Coruscant, and it did not like to be questioned. A pair of GAS agents pulled Basil's arms behind his back and slapped his wrists into a set of oversized stun cuffs. As they spun him toward their security post, Yakiel caught his eye, then nodded and flashed a barely perceptible smile. Basil almost winked. They both knew the hard part was behind them. All they had to do now was escape a security detail, and that was not going to be a problem.